council to order. Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest? Okay, seeing none, we will get right to the only item on the agenda, which is item 3.1.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of council. The purpose of this public meeting is to hear public comments on a draft plan of subdivision filed by 1078217 Ontario Limited. The application proposes draft plan of subdivision for 86 single detached dwellings in the north area of Kingsbridge subdivision. The County of Essex has the approval authority, has circulated the proposed plan, and requested the municipality hold the required public meeting. John, would you mind flipping to the master plan? It was page 6 of the attachments, please. The subject lands are located on the east side of just east of Nob Hill Drive and south of Whalen Avenue. The lands are described as part of lots 13 and 14, concession 1. The lands are vacant and have a total of 15.4 acres. John, would you mind flipping? There's one, it's a colored master plan. It might be following this attachment. Just for reference about putting it in context. Is it possible to reference? Could you rotate it to me then? Is that possible? The subject land is within the primary settlement area designated in the County of Essex official plan, and therefore the proposed development conforms with the upper tier plan. The Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing has delegated the authority for draft plan of subdivision processes to the upper tier of the County of Essex. The subdivision approval process ensures that the proposed use is in keeping with the designated land use of the land by upper and lower tier official plans, is compatible with neighboring uses, is financially viable, and is appropriately serviced. The subject lands are part of the existing master plan for Kingsbridge subdivision. The proposed development will have full municipal water, sanitary, and storm sewer services. Stormwater management will be provided based on the existing stormwater management pond located to the west, which has already been upgraded to accommodate these phases of Kingsbridge subdivision. The developers providing a continuation of the size and style of the single detached dwellings found in Kingsbridge subdivision, specifically with the lot frontages and sizes found on Whalen Avenue and planned for Lundy and Lambert Streets as well. The development will conform to the town's standards in the development manual and other policies. A public open house was held on January 15th with the applicant and town administration to allow public questions and comments. Five people attended the open house, and it is suggested that their questions were answered. The questions that evening were specific to the timing of the development. There was an interest in when this development would be proceeding, and some interest as well regarding stormwater management, and we were able to answer those questions at the open house held January 15th. Site servicing drawings have already been reviewed by the Public Works Department, and the developer will be in a position to begin developing servicing shortly after obtaining draft plan approval from the county and after receiving any required permits and clearances from other departments and agencies. Although the servicing of the lands will occur quickly in conjunction with phase 7, the actual release of building permits will not occur until the finalization of the sanitary force main, which will service the northern part of the town of Amherstburg for new development. The approval of draft plan of subdivision is granted for a 3-year time period, at which period of time the developer can request an extension as necessary. We're finding, though, with Kingsbridge and other developments in town, that development is proceeding so quickly that often a request for extension to draft plan approval is not necessary. So it's unlikely that you will see a request for an extension on draft plan approval, particularly as it relates to Kingsbridge subdivision. The approval will be incorporated by the town and county administration to manage the development during and post-construction. A subdivision agreement will be registered against the land, including provisions contained in the draft conditions. The subject lands are zoned holding R1, and you can see on the aerial, the latest are located. So again, just east of Knob Hill Drive and south of Whalen Avenue. They have a holding R1 zone on them until such a time that the sanitary force main, which is providing the sewage conveyance and capacity, can be provided to this part of town. A holding symbol will remain on the lands. At such a time that the force main is completed, the holding symbol will be removed. The manager of engineering and public works has been consulted throughout the application process, including the mandatory pre-consultation meeting. The planner from the school board submitted comments. They were attached to your planning report this evening. They were requesting typical conditions that the school board always asks for in the subdivision agreement, nothing out of the ordinary. At the time of preparation of this report, comments had also been received from Union Gas, requesting a provision in the subdivision agreement for easements as necessary. This is also a common request, nothing at all. It is recommended this evening that council receive public comments regarding this phase of Kingsbridge subdivision, and any comments received at this public meeting be sent to the County of Essex as required. An additional report summarizing the public comments received this evening can be brought back at a future council meeting as necessary. This concludes my presentation, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. At this time, I will open the floor to public comments. Anyone wishing to speak on the issue, could you please go to the podium and state your name?
Good evening, Mayor DiCarlo.
Can you just press the button on the microphone there?
Good evening, Mayor DiCarlo.
No, I didn't hear.
Councilor.
There we go.
There we go. Again, good evening, Mayor DiCarlo. My name is Emmanuel Azzopardi, and I represent, I'm the president and director of Flynn Development Corporations, and we are 50% owner of 1078217 Ontario Limited, and we'd like to speak to opposing the application.
I think it would depend on why. Council can only address planning issues. If it, as I understand the information council received, if it's anything to do with a civil matter, we're not really here to hear that, but if you want to clarify what you would be speaking to?
Well, we'd like to clarify that we want to speak to the application itself and Mr. Dunn's ability to be able to actually even apply for the application. Mr. Dunn in the application states that he is the secretary of 1078217. And we are 50% shareholder in that company, and we have not authorized him to act on our behalf as 50% shareholder of the company. And under the Ontario Municipal, under the Ontario Business Corporations Act, for Mr. Dunn to be a duly authorized member or a representative, he had been elected by the directors of the company. And further, he would have had to be at an annual shareholders meeting. Those directors would have had been elected by us. At no time did Mr. Dunn approach us with this application or make us aware that this application was being applied for. And so he is not authorized to bring this application to council.
Rebecca?
Mr. Mayor, I would suggest these are not planning considerations this evening for council's reference. They're not planning considerations under Section 5124 of the Planning Act.
Rebecca or Mark?
Through you, Mayor. Again, I would view these as not planning matters per se. Obviously, any opinions we would have as legal counsel would be subject to solicitor client provision provided to counsel, not in a public forum related to these issues. Having said that, again, I would also note to counsel that we are not the approval authority. We are the lower tier in this regard. We have been asked by the county to hold this public meeting, and we are doing so in accordance with planning.
So I believe the most we can consider is that it has been referred to us from the county, and if there's any issues with it going forward, I think you would probably have to address it with the county.
We have addressed it with the county, and we brought those matters to the county. They've referred us to their legal counsel, who after repeated phone calls hasn't returned our calls. And we want it clearly stated for the record that, you know, that we do oppose this because he's not an authorized representative of our corporation.
Okay, I'm sure we can include that in the minutes, and the public comments, your comments now will be, you know, considered when council makes a decision.
Okay, thank you, Your Honor.
Is there any other comments? Okay, seeing none, looking for a motion. Deputy Mayor?
Well, I'll put up a motion for it.
Microphone.
Sorry.
Councilor Crew, if you can shut your microphone.
Sorry, sir. I'll move the recommendation as is.
Thank you. Second? Councilor Reno? And is there any questions or comments? Councilor Prue?
Yes, so just in terms of the statement that was made as a party, you said that that would be included in the record that goes off to the county. Is that, that goes without comment? It's just what he said will be given to them?
Rebecca?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's correct. The purpose this evening is to take in public comments, so we provide simply the documentation of what was said here this evening.
And a subsequent question, this depends, this is a holding application, and it will be held until such time as the horse mane is ready. That's what I believe your statement was.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The zoning is holding R1. So the draft plan, Mr. Dunn this evening is looking to receive endorsement following the public meeting. He will be seeking endorsement of the draft plan of subdivision application. However, separate to that, the holding symbol remains on the property. So the zoning, the holding is still on the zoning until the horse mane is completed, at which point it will be removed. But those two processes are not the same. One is zoning and one is subdivision.
And the force main issue will be before council in the next few days as part of the budget process. Are we, at least the payment of it, yeah, is, are we ahead of ourselves here? Approving an application which could not be built unless the force main goes ahead, and we're determining that over the next couple of days, and then on to council after that.
It is not unusual. The force main, and I'm not going to talk about that a lot, but it's not at all unusual to plan for a subdivision and leave a holding symbol. We do this all the time, just until, and we're almost there, just until some component of servicing is ready. So all of these things have to proceed concurrently. And the municipal, the last step will be removing the holding symbol. But because we're almost there, the developer needs to get ready to service it. And so, which will take some time.
Supplementary to that, Councilor Crew, the force main project is underway.
Mm-hmm.
It's being constructed as we speak. There's been some, because we're in the winter months, part of the installation method was underground drilling to install it. And that will once again begin once the weather gets better, because it is going on a county road, and they asked us to refrain from doing those works in the winter so we would not hold up any of these snow removal processes, but the previous council had approved the force main project. What you're going to be seeing in the capital budget this year is the funding or payment of it, and that's really what the budget would include.
And I fully appreciate and understand that, but it's just, council will have that decision before them. What if council, by chance, and I don't think it's going to happen, were to say, no, we're not going to fund it?
Through you, your worship, to council approve, in fact, I would consider it as a pre-commitment, is what I would consider it as. We are simply, from a full transparency perspective, showing the residents when the disbursement of cash is actually happening. So that's, we're strictly building our budget now on a cash basis. And now that it is, the works are happening in 2019, we're showing the payment of them in 2019, which impacts cash flow and the capital budget. You'll see that with a number of items now, just simply from where items have been pre-committed or works have been underway, we are now showing the cash basis of when it's being paid for.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, all those in favor? Carried. And motion to adjourn. Deputy Mayor, Councilor McArthur, all those in favor? Carried.